News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Hey, listen, you may be heading home by now, or you're about to head home, and it's that time of day. And you're thinking, okay, what am I doing for dinner tonight? Well, let me just suggest something to you. Do not think for a minute that because the name is Just Love Coffee Cafe, it does not mean they also have good food. They got great coffee, all the coffees. Great black coffee, light, medium, and dark roast coffees. They grind the beans for you fresh. They can make you that steaming cup of black coffee like I like. They also have what Charlene calls the treat coffees, cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos, all of it. But then the food too, man. They've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner in a great venue where you can hang out with friends, you can use the Wi-Fi, you can read a book, you can just take your time, or you can grab it to go. I mean, I'm looking at the menu right now just because I like to make myself hungry. But I'm looking at, here's an idea, the grilled Italian caprese, mozzarella cheese, basil, pepper jack cheese, and sliced tomato served on a sourdough grilled in a waffle iron with a side of balsamic vinaigrette, chips, and a pickle spear. Yes! I just read that to you, and now half the audience is salivating. But Just Love Coffee Cafe, it's so worth checking out. And folks, I'm telling you, it's not just coffee. It's coffee, food, and atmosphere. You got to check it out. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall. The other one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. It is worth your time. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, I'm wrapping up the day. Copper, I've got a story for you here. If you're ever trapped in a building, like if something happens, the building falls in. Copper, oh, yeah. You ready? All right, there's a new means of reaching you with rescue. Rats. Huh? Rats, according to thegoodnewsnetwork.org. Rats trained to carry tiny backpacks into earthquake zones so that rescue teams can talk to survivors.
Tiny backpacks?
I got it online, so it must be true. But no, this is a legit story. So, yeah, does that encourage you? I mean, how would you feel if a little tiny rat wearing a backpack snuggled down into the rocks where you were waiting for rescue and...
I mean, I don't like rats, but if they're well trained, then they don't seem as gross as, you know, wild rats. So I'd probably find it cute.
Cute, maybe, until they start gnawing on you while you can't move. That's just not a good thing. So it says rats are being trained to be sent into earthquake debris wearing tiny backpacks so rescue teams can talk to survivors. The innovative project is being worked on by 33-year-old research scientist Dr. Donna Keane from Glasgow, Scotland. So far, 7 rats have been trained, taking only 2 weeks to get them up to speed.
Wow.
At the moment, homemade prototype backpacks containing a microphone are being used, and scientists, I mean, on the one hand, this is somewhat genius. On the other hand, it's a little freaky. Like, so Copper, you're probably too young to remember there was this like freak show movie when I was a kid called Willard. You ever seen it?
Nope.
Okay. It was made back in the era of things like Psycho, you know, and that kind of, and this guy, he had a way of controlling rats, and he used them to do bad things to people. And this just feels Willard-ish to me.
Gross. Except the backpack part, it really just changes the vibe.
Okay, I do agree. If he's wearing a little cute backpack and comes down there, but you know what? Can you imagine? You're down there, you're dehydrated, you're stressed, you're praying for rescue. You don't know what's going to happen next, and suddenly a little rat wearing a backpack comes down, and a voice comes out of the rat. You're pretty sure you've lost your mind at that particular point.
That is a fair point.
Don't you think? I mean, I'm pretty sure at that point I'm thinking, I've apparently already slipped off into Never Never Land. I don't know what's happening anymore.
The rodents are speaking to me.
The rodents are speaking. All right, what else have I got here just to wrap up the day? It's a political, but it was a good news political story. And, you know, almost every time I find DeSantis's name, Governor Ron DeSantis, in the news, I find stories that make me just have that kind of satisfied smile and yet wish that he was my governor. Ron DeSantis, according to the Political Insider, dated yesterday. Good news story there. is he is taking the fight against wokeism to state universities, and he's going to start limiting their education dollars if they have what is called a toxic political climate, which is otherwise hurting the reputation of Florida universities. That's, I mean, he is fighting the big leagues right now. When he went after Disney, big doings. But now he's also going after the education establishment and saying, stop the madness. Why should we fund this? I don't disagree. That's good news. He's in the fight. All right, folks, listen. Hope I made you smile. Hope you had a great day. Hope you're going to have a great night. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2. Y'all have a great night.